Since its conception, volunteers at Soroptimist International of Cambridge have done a lot for the community, but its mission to help women and girls is far from over. "We're better than we used to be, but we're not there in terms of equity for women and girls," said Susan Rivers, one of the charter members of the club, talking about the mission. "Certainly, when you look at the focus on BIPOC, the Black, Indigenous and people of color, and how it's different for women in those cultures, that's become more of a focus." Started in 1921, Soroptimist has become a global volunteer organization focused on improving the lives of women and girls through programs leading to social and economic empowerment. The word, Soroptimist, is of Latin origin, with soror meaning sister, and optima meaning best. Together, the organization said Soroptimist may be best interpreted as the best for women. "We had 20-some members when we chartered, and the mission focus has always been on women and making things best for women," said Rivers. Soroptimist International of Cambridge formed in the 1980s after being sponsored by Soroptimist International of Guelph. It is one of 1,300 clubs in 21 countries and territories. One large event the chapter is a part of is the International Women's Day March. Rivers said the event has been held online for the past 2 years. "Each year International Women's Day has a different theme, so we take on that theme, but also focus on Soroptimist, which is making things better for women and girls, stopping domestic violence, stopping human trafficking," said Rivers, "so it's a way of focusing the community on women issues that still exist." Over the past 40 years, the local chapter has also expanded its efforts from focusing only on local issues to supporting international efforts as well. Rivers said Soroptimist International has status with the United Nations as a non-governmental organization on the mission of the status of women, making it unique to other service organizations. "International work is really something that is a draw," said Rivers. "That appeals to a lot of people that we're not just giving back to Cambridge, but that we're working internationally as an organization." Bonnie Domenchik, a member of Soroptimist International of Cambridge for 30 years. She said it is a humbling experience to participate in the international components or conventions, as the projects are different from local efforts. "We are very privileged. They're doing education like we are, but they'll do projects for water, they'll do projects for Papua New Guinea with the birthing kits, you know? There's just so many different everyday essential things," said Domenchik. Within Cambridge, the chapter has focused on a variety of women's issues, including domestic violence, sexual assault and human trafficking. In the past, volunteers have also been involved with creating a nursing room at the Cambridge Centre Mall, and cutting out paper dolls to demonstrate IVs for children at Cambridge Memorial Hospital. "I remember cutting out these things at my first meeting," Domenchik said about those paper dolls. For every issue, the chapter has an underlying focus on providing education, from hosting forums of human trafficking to providing kits for the Center of Sexual Assault. "Education is a large part of what we do," said Rivers. "Education is really important and still is." Today, the chapter runs two signature programs. First, is the Live Your Dream, Education and Training Awards for Women, and the second is Dream It, Be It, Career Support for Girls. The chapter distributes several awards through the Live Your Dream, Education and Training Awards for Women to women who are the major supporters of their family. Oftentimes, Rivers said these awards go to single mothers who are going back to school. "It's a little different than other awards that are given, because it's not restricted to school expenses. They can spend it on daycare, they can spend it on transportation, whatever they need to support themselves in going back to school," said Rivers. The second program, Dream It, Be It, Career Support for Girls, aims to provide girls without access to resources to adequately plan their futures with mentorship opportunities, by pairing them with professional role models. The program has seen mentors from different industries participate, from truck driving to engineering. They had the opportunity to sign on with one of the mentors for the year going forward to be in touch with them, visit them at work and to learn more about the job, said Domenchik, mentioning one of the mentors went on to become a member. Janet Sims Baldwin is president of Soroptimist International of Cambridge. She said the Cambridge chapter has 31 members, ranging in ages from early 30s and older, who work in a variety of occupations. "You see your world through all kinds of different eyes, and it's in all kinds of respectful ways," said Sims Baldwin. We've got members now who are beginning to have memory issues, and we're careful to include them and take them. We've had 3 drive-by baby showers during COVID for our members, and that's the kind of caring that's beyond the purpose of the club. While members join for its mission to better the lives of women and girls, member Bonnie Domenchik said they stay for the friendship. I just can't imagine Soroptimist not being in my life. It's just how important it is to me, said Domenchik, who has also been a part of the chapter for 30 years. To help fund its programs, volunteers pay membership fees and engage in various fundraising initiatives. One fundraising event is taking place from April 23 to 24, LunaFest, which is a virtual film festival featuring documentaries made for women by women filmmakers. One thing that's nice about the virtual is that you can hit the link anytime in over 48 hours, so it's sort of when it suits you, Sims Baldwin said about the festival. Celebrating its 40th anniversary on June 12, the chapter is planning to review new issues to focus on within the community later this year as it returns to in-person monthly meetings in September. It is also looking for new volunteers, which interested residents can learn more here.